Representatives from Save Our Canyons and the Utah Backcountry Alliance have worked hard over the years to protect the limited open space of Utah's most populous center. The One Wasatch Vision says Save Our Canyon's Carl Fisher will not only expand resort boundaries, it will ultimately impact Salt Lake's water supply.
You can look at this and frame this as a fight between ski resorts and backcountry skiers, but it's bigger than that. Recreation and year-round recreation is big in these areas, and there are a lot of other values that the community feels will be lost because of the interconnection of these resorts, because of additional infrastructure that serves only one use of the multiple uses of the Wasatch.
With the number of backcountry skiers increasing, he says the skiable terrain is shrinking. Trailheads on winter days are already crowded. While comprehensive surveys are being done to measure the use of the backcountry, he says reducing the open terrain even more to allow ski resort expansion will ruin the landscape for those who enjoy it most.
The aesthetics, the beauty, the escape from urban environments. I think, you know, people go up there to get away from homes and infrastructure and power lines and lift lines. You know, there are intact habitats and intact landscapes up there that will be forever lost. You know, they say it's going to be a couple of connections, but it's got to be at least six or seven lifts and all of the associated ski runs. People don't like looking and hiking around cut and groomed ski runs. They like to go out there and enjoy the natural environment as it was created.
Expansion, he says, isn't even needed at this point. Utah's lift lines haven't come close to rivaling the weights at Colorado resorts. The watershed, he says, is also in danger just by moving dirt around to install lift towers and cutting down trees for ski runs.
If you put a lift and carve runs in the headwaters of this watershed, there will be an impact. Can that impact be mitigated to some degree? Sure. But to say that there will not be an impact is false. And at what point do you say enough is enough?
Tom Deagle with the Wasatch Backcountry Alliance says in the beginning, the resorts got the best terrain, and they should be very happy with that.
At that time, people weren't backcountry skiing very much. But since then, as you probably know, there's been a really dramatic increase in the number of people who have taken up backcountry skiing and hiking for their turns. We appreciate that people love to resort ski here in the Central Wasatch, but we also want to acknowledge that they already have a lot of terrain, a lot of the best terrain, and that for them to expand more puts a lot more pressure on what limited terrain we have in a relatively small area with a large population.
Fisher says Save Our Canyons has posted a petition on its website against One Wasatch. Since last Wednesday, they received 1,100 comments, and despite the hype, he thinks the resorts would be surprised to hear what people are saying about the plan.
Many of the people that are opposed to this are season pass holders at the resorts. They're also from out of state, and they come here to visit the ski resorts, but also to recreate in the backcountry. And a number of people that have signed our petition have said, if this goes through, I will not return to Utah as a tourist because you're compromising the values that bring me to the state of Utah.
Both Deagle and Fisher questioned whether people who like to ski would even be interested in One Wasatch.
It's quite a ways, even with chairlift. They would spend most of their day riding the chairs and skiing sort of cat tracks here and there. So it's possible. In my opinion, it doesn't seem very realistic to get a very quality ski experience relative to going to, say, Alta and just working all the excellent runs that Alta has. And even for that matter, now that Alta and Snowbird are already connected, to be able to do the same thing there.
So, yeah, I think it depends on what your definition of skiing is. I don't feel like this is actually something for skiers. It's something for people that enjoy sitting on chairlifts for extended periods of time.
That's Carl Fisher and Tom Deagle. Both sit on the Mountain Accord Committee and feel that the One Wasatch vision is a bit premature and stands to dwarf the conversation. While they understand the strategy of Ski Utah was to come in strong with this proposal and push it through, they say the group's strategy was to work together and do what's best for the Wasatch and all of its stakeholders. I'm Leslie Thatcher, KPCW News.